And on that note, too, you know, this was okay. So, this definitely was not planned, ladies and gentlemen, because earlier today when I woke up, I was hoping that me, Jesse, and Gwen, we would be recording straight from the hip to talk about Joan Hall. However, that has changed because we got some breaking news about a few hours ago prior to recording this episode. And that was the Sumter County John and Jane Does out of South Carolina have officially been identified. Now, their identifications have not been released to the public yet. I'm assuming they're still trying to wrap up the investigation out there. But holy cow, what a news break!
I can't wait for the press conference.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see if the theory about them being from Argentina was accurate.
Argentina and Canada. I know there was a lot of theories about where they came from, Canada, Argentina, and where they've been. Like, it's going to be a real interesting story when it actually comes out, I think.
Yeah.
Like, man, but yeah, like that was insane. Like, that threw me off guard. Like that whole situation just threw me off guard. But I am glad to see that that's been solved. That was a DNA Doe Project solve, and hopefully, really soon there'll be more information out there. But I know a lot of our listeners and a lot of the people out there who are within this community, they've been following that case probably for a long time. If you were to Google unidentified person, John Doe or Jane Doe, they are the definition of an unidentified person. You cannot search an unidentified person without first seeing their profile or their pictures, postmortem or otherwise. So this is going to be insane. And, you know, if the family has not been contacted yet, that's going to be the part that I really, really, really hate for is, you know, when they start Googling about this case and then they see the postmortem photographs that are circulating on the internet. That's got to be real tough for a Doe family. And Jesse, I'm sure you've had some experience with that, working with Anthony Redgrave.
Yeah, I mean, the cases that we've done, luckily, most of the time the postmortems have not really been out there. And if we do have a case that has postmortems available, or made available to us, we won't put them out there because families don't need to see that.
I agree. I
They
completely.
just they and they will. You're exactly right. When they start looking into what was done with their loved one's case, they'll see those photographs if they're out there, and that's heartbreaking. Like to know that people were just passing around pictures of your dead loved ones. No, we would not do that. That is not okay.
Exactly.
Absolutely. I mean, I can't imagine how traumatic that would be for a family member.
I can, and it would be extremely traumatic. Also, you know, just seeing all the discussion around people trying to identify their loved one can be a lot.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, and the crazy thing about it is like, you know, not only do we have morgue photographs of Sumter County Does, there's also crime scene photos out there, which is probably going to be even more shocking. I'll
Yeah.
tell you something too, is that one of my very first solves was the Lake City John Doe case in Florida. And I remember that when Ronnie Hyde was arrested, it took them about almost a year, but they finally released the discovery files in the case, which was basically, if anyone's not familiar with the term discovery file, it's basically all of the documents that have been piled up since the beginning of the investigation, from the beginning all the way to the trial. And part of the discovery evidence was the crime scene photos in Lake City of the torso. I unfortunately had the opportunity to see those said photographs. And I remember the second that I saw it, I was like, there is no way in hell anyone's going to be seeing these photos in public. No. So me and the victim's family are the only ones that have seen these photographs. And it's just really shocking sometimes to see that stuff, because you forget how real crime is until you see something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And if they're just Googling their family member's name, they don't need to stumble across that. That's it. Because that's not something you want associated with somebody that you care about.
Exactly. Completely agree.
I find myself wondering if their identities will be released, or if there's a possibility that their identities could lead to the identity of their killer, and if that information might be withheld.
Well, that's a really good possibility, because I know in some cold case homicide cases, they will wait until they've identified a suspect in the case before they make an official identification. And like I was talking about the Lake City John Doe, it took them a year before they released his identity. They had already identified him, but they waited until they got the guy who they suspected who murdered the boy. And then there's other cases out there too like that. So I would not be surprised if they waited until they wrap the investigation up, or they may just go ahead and give us a name just to satisfy everybody, maybe. I don't know how that works. But then also you have to remember, too, because this is a homicide investigation, it's public record once this case is closed. So eventually we're going to find out who these two are. This isn't like a suicide case like in Lyle Stevick's case, where we don't even know who he is still to this day. So we'll just have to see what happens.
Hope for the best, you know, as far as them being able to solve the crime.
Oh, yes, absolutely. But, you know, kudos definitely goes to the DNA Doe Project and Sumter County Sheriff's Office for even allowing this program to do what they've been doing for the last couple of years. Great work. I'm excited to see what happens next. And, just stay locked onto the Facebook page at www.facebook.com/FromTheVaultPod. We'll keep everybody updated as that breaks. But in the meantime, yeah, holy cow. Like I said, it's still shocking to know that happened, like, not even a few hours ago.